Our story is about three big Talmidei Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, otherwise known as Rebbe, the one who compiled the Mishnah, and Rabbi Chiya, who was one of his top disciples. Rabbi Chiya was the one who was busy educating the youth. Gedolim Ma'asei Chiya, we've discussed many times how great were Rabbi Chiya's actions. He traveled from city to city teaching kids Torah. And he was a big, big Talmud Chacham. He compiled many of the Braisos. And Rabbi Yishmael ben Rabbi Yossi, who was a big Talmud Chacham, even bigger than Rabbi Chiya, as big as Rabbi Chiya was, that there was a question who should take the leadership. And they said that the only reason they're not putting Rabbi Chiya as the Nasi is because he's so busy teaching kids, they don't want to take him away from that. That's so important, even though he was a big Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi was even bigger than that. He was so big that he was like a Rebbe next to Rabbi Chiya. And Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was once discussing with Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, and he, in conversation, Rabbi Chiya's name came up. And he said to him, you know, Rabbi Chiya is a really great man. He's a holy man. And Rabbi Shmuel took to heart what he heard from Rebbe, from Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. And after a period, he was in the bathhouse, and in their bathhouses, they had three rooms. There was an external room where everyone was dressed. There was a middle room where people got ready to go into the bathhouse. Some people were undressed, getting dressed. Some people were undressed, going into the interior room. And the very interior room where everyone was in the bathhouse, that's where people were without clothing. And in this external room, people would sit down after bathing. Their bathhouses had steaming hot water. And then they'd go from the steaming hot to cold. And then they'd sit down and rest because the body needs to recover from such a thing, you know, going into the very hot water and then going to cold water. And then the body rests. So he passes by Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi told him, Rabbi Chiya is a big Talmud Chacham. He's a holy man. And everyone else stands up for Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Chiya is sitting out there in that external room where everyone's sitting, whoever's there is fully clothed. And he doesn't budge. So people are standing and Rabbi Chiya keeps sitting. And Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi continues his way. And he thinks, interesting, okay. He comes back to Rabbi and he says, you know, I bumped into that student that you told me was so spectacular. Something strange happened. The other students got up. And he just kept sitting like, I don't exist. I'm wondering what's going on. Now, Rebbe knew Rabbi Chiya. He knew that Rabbi Chiya wasn't one to mock anyone. And he's such a modest person that there has to be more to the story that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi was unaware of. So when he met Rabbi Chiya, he asked him. And Rabbi Chiya said, you kidding? I didn't see him. He could be walked right in front of me, but I didn't see him. So Rebbe says, what do you mean? What were you doing? He said, well, I was sitting there in that outer room and I was thinking, I was reviewing Agadas Tehillim, a Medrash, and I was so focused on what I was doing that I couldn't even remember if I was after the bath or before the bath. I was sitting there focused in my learning. I didn't know who was in front of me, didn't know who was behind me. I got up and then I asked myself, wait a second, am I on my way in or on my way out? I had no clue what was going on around me. So it could be he walked by me. I wouldn't have known because I wasn't there. I was focused on my learning as I was sitting there. And when Rebbe saw how focused Rabbi Chiya was in his learning, Rebbe from that day onward had two students accompany Rabbi Chiya wherever he went. So he shouldn't walk off a cliff or something because he really didn't know where he was when he was learning. And based on this story, about 15 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, I was once walking and learning. And a Rebbe of mine stopped his car and he said, why are you walking like that? So I said, what am I doing wrong? So he said, well, you're walking in a place that's unsafe. You should walk more on the sidewalk or more to the side. It was a street without a sidewalk. So I said, okay, I wasn't focused. So he asked me, were you learning while you were walking? So I said, yeah. So he said to me, no, you don't do that. You could get killed. So I said, "Belech chavaderech." What do you mean? The Torah says, you're supposed to learn while you're walking. So he said, yeah, when you're walking in areas, when you're in a place where you're not going to endanger yourself, when it's not going to distract you from the cars that are coming, then yeah, then learn while you're walking. But if you're walking on a street that has no sidewalk and you have to be careful not to get hit by a car, so then you shouldn't be learning while you're walking. You should be focusing not to get hit by a car. So this is the story of one of the stories of the great Rabbi Chiya, who was so focused in his learning that he didn't know who was around him or what was going on around him. We have a mitzvah in the Torah of the Agisa bo yomam v'layla, that Torah is something a person should be thinking about day and night, and we say it in Kriya Shema when we're traveling, when we're sitting at home, wherever we are, we have a mitzvah to be learning Torah. And Rabbi Chiya is one example of one of the rabbis who was so focused in his learning, even in places like the outer bathhouse where you're sitting down just to catch your breath. There were many rabbis who recommended that people should always have a small book they take with them. You sit at a bus stop, sometimes you could wait a half hour. You could get a lot done during that time. So if a person has a nice small sefer, today they make pocket chumashim, pocket tehillim, pocket mishnayos. A person could easily accomplish a lot during that time. I can tell you that most of the Tanakh I learned while traveling. Today we have MP3 players. In my day it was tape recorders. So when I would travel to yeshiva and from yeshiva, I'd listen to recordings of Tanakh that I made of myself, learning the Tanakh. And that's how I learned the Tanakh. I learned the text with Rashi, but then I'd review the laning, and you could really get a lot done. Just from listening to Kriya Satorah, if you make a tape of yourself reading quickly, I would review at least half of Sefer Bereishis every day. I'd make a recording, it was about two sides of the tape, and I'd listen to it when I'd get up. I'd wash, say Berch Satorah from the time, until you brush your teeth, until you get dressed, until you go to Beis Medrash for Shacharis, and then on your way to lunch, and then on your way back, and then on your way at night, getting ready to go to sleep, you'd be surprised how many minutes we lose like that. And I could gauge it, because I had a tape recorder, how many times I'd turn over the sides. Each side used to be about 40 minutes, so you'd have 90-minute tapes, 45 minutes a side. I could get 90 minutes in, just from those gaps, going back and forth within the yeshiva, you know, not even going on any trip. And so today, we really could take advantage of the time. We don't have to be Rabbi Chiya, who knows Medrash Tehillim by heart. We have the MP3 players, and we could take advantage. But we have to remember that safety precaution, like Rabbi watched Rabbi Chiya, not to do it when it can endanger us. When I used to take Rav David Feinstein, sometimes I'd give him rides, and I'd try to ask him questions as we were traveling. Whenever we'd start driving, he'd fake that he was falling asleep. Suddenly, his eyes were shut, and he wasn't talking. He wanted me to focus on the driving. When we stopped, his eyes were open. I could ask him whatever questions I wanted. But when I had to focus on the driving, even if I'd asked him a question, suddenly his eyes were shut. I think he faked it. I don't think he fell asleep. Because somehow they always opened up at the right moments. And when it was time to say Tefil Sederach, the eyes were open and he was saying Tefil Sederach. So I think he faked it. But maybe he was learning quietly. But that's the balance. On the one hand, to try and take advantage of the time. But on the other hand, not to do it in a way that can endanger us.